Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes. I was calling to get my domain information as far as it's registered with Namecheap.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get the authorization code. I'm trying to get the domain name transferred.
Okay, what's the name of the domain?
North Star Realty Group, NM.com.
Can you spell that out for me?
Yeah, NORTHSTARREALTYGROUPNM.com.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, I'm going to repeat that for you. That's North Star Realty, correct?
Yeah.
And NorthStarRealty.com or what?
North Star Realty Group, NM.com.
Okay, can you please come to my website?
I'm sorry?
I've sent you a message on are you on the computer right now?
Yeah.
Are you on our website, robustwebdesigns.com?
Yeah.
Now, do you see any chat window in bottom right corner?
Yeah.
Can you type down the complete domain name? Thank you so much. I'm going to put you in a brief hold till I speak to the domain department. Just a moment. For holding on the line, and could you please write down your email address in the chat on which you need it to be transferred, and your name, please.
So that would be the email, my email address.
Okay, at gmail.com. And your full name, please. Okay, Mr. Lente, that will be there as a transfer fee. How would you like to pay for that? That will be $170.
I already bought the domain name. Why do I have to pay a transfer fee?
Yeah, there's a transfer fee that needs to be paid. And once you pay that, we will go ahead and transfer your domain to your email. That will take at least 12 hours. How would you like to pay for that?
A debit card, but
okay. May I have the is that Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
So once this domain is transferred, what do you mean transferred to this email?
That will be transferred on this email. Yes, that's what I've asked.
So what do you mean, like, so when I call Chief?
No, hold on.
Name Chief, and I could reset. I could transfer the.
No, that will be automatically transferred, and you will have the yes. Do you have a Namecheap account or any other domain account on which we can transfer it over to you?
I'm trying to get everything to GoDaddy, but the accounts with Namecheap, I guess, through you guys, I guess, even though I bought the domain name.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you guys are the owners of the domain name, or you guys can't. I don't know why I'm not the owner of the domain name in the Namecheap account.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to transfer from Namecheap to GoDaddy, where my account's being hosted with.
All right. Well, let me see if someone is available to guide you with that. They can definitely do that for you. They'll simply help you go through it, and you might have to create a Namecheap account yourself so where we can transfer this over. So that will be much easier. Okay?
Okay, I guess I should already have a Namecheap account for you guys, right? I mean, that's where the domain's name is with.
But currently, like, it's marked under our company, the domain name that you have mentioned, and there's a certain transfer fee that you need to pay. Once you pay that, we can easily transfer the domain over to you.
But I already bought the domain name is what I'm saying. Well, I don't know why it's in your company's name, and I paid $600 for a domain name. I paid $600 for 5-year domain name, so why is it with your company, not under my name?
Give me 1 second. Let me just, like, check the system and see when this was purchased and under whose name. But right now it's marked under the company's name, so that means, like, I need to check that real quick. Just give me one moment, please. I need to confirm it. I'll get back to you. Stay on the line. Thank you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, the domain was purchased before, and the last time we figured that you didn't have the Namecheap account, that's why we were not able to transfer that over to your account. But right now, that if you say that you have the account, so there is a certain fee that you would need to pay. But yes, you are right that you have paid $600 for the domain, and definitely that belongs to you. But there is a certain transfer fee that you need to pay. So that will be $170. You have to pay that.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for the inconvenience. I didn't know like that will happen, but it is what it is, sir.
Well, why didn't it put in my name from the beginning when I paid for the domain name?
No, it's just a small fee, and I think it's not that much. But let me see. How you said that you'll use a debit card for that?
Well, small fees on small fees on small fees. You guys start with one thing, and you guys keep billing me, and then it changes into something else. You guys call me again trying to charge other things today as well.
But, sir, the problem is that there is nothing that we can do because it's about the names, and it's with the Namecheap, and we're not Namecheap. If we were, then I would definitely have helped you out. But there is a certain fee that we need to pay them, and that's what we are asking you for because you're transferring it under your name. And trust me with it, sir, if there that much was a problem, I would have done that myself to you. Because I'm listening, like, it's a different scenario that you're telling me about, but that your $600 that you paid for the domain, and now you have to pay $170 additional to transfer it to your name, so that's kind of messed up. I can totally understand that, but there is no certain option for now. That is the only option that you need to do, so I think you should do it. I'll use company funds. Like, I'll use $20 from the company funds. You can put down $150, and I'll do the transfer for you.
Okay, so once you do the transfer, it's going to be in my name with Namecheap, and then I can get the authorization code to transfer again to GoDaddy?
To GoDaddy, like how about like we transfer directly to GoDaddy then? Like then you if you like if you transfer it over to the Namecheap right now, and if you transfer it over from Namecheap to GoDaddy later, you would have to pay a transfer fee once again to GoDaddy yourself. So to save that, we can directly transfer the domain from here to directly to GoDaddy. That's what we can do.
Okay, and then you guys are able to provide me, I guess, with an authorization code with the domain name that to provide to GoDaddy, because that's what they're needing is an authorization code.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a best callback number, please. Let me see what I can do, if there's any possibility. Like a good possibility, I'll give you a callback, and I'll let you know. Give me a phone number, please.
505-504-3245.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.